We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, man, Boomer, the text lines, brother.
I mean,
you still keeping tally?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up.
I mean, it is something else. Like I got Badger from Athens says, hump day on both days. I got to work on Friday. So he's just saying, go for it. We got a new texter who Mike from Huntsville's brand new one. Oh, that was Mike from Huntsville's the one who had the two hump camel. Said some camels have two humps, therefore he played on 2 days. We got a variety of opinions. Glenn from Bluntsville loves my grandbaby's laugh, and I appreciate that, Glenn. So do I. All right, listen. It is what do we got there? By the way, Boomer, TL from Huntsville had a text there. It's a technology text about the signal coming out of Huntsville. You might want to check that, TL from Huntsville, and make sure the folks at the Huntsville stations know what's happening. Listen, I got to tell you folks, before I go any further, if you are looking for a job right now, my friends, and by the way, they are my friends. I know them personally. The folks at ZLA Solutions, they are doing an amazing amount of good work right now, lining up jobs and people. Jobs and people. Because we have a great unemployment rate in Alabama, but we don't have a great labor participation rate. What that basically means is, yeah, those that are looking for jobs are finding them. The trouble is getting people back in the market. Well, there's people coming back in the market, we know, and you might want to go to ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They've got major jobs posted all over the northern part of our state with big-name employers. If you're looking for a job, they've got them. If you are an actual employer or looking to sort of fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can do that for you too. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They will fill out the ranks of your entire shift, or they will get you the onesies and twosies you need. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Known them personally. They've been with this show since the very beginning. Check them out. And tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. All right, I am in number three of the triple dipper the next 2 years. I will point this out. Redstate.com story came out yesterday. Did you know, Boomer, that this past weekend, I believe it was Joe Biden's birthday?
I did not.
That's because they kept it very quiet.
Do tell. Well, I'm interested to why they kept it quiet.
Because he appears feeble at all times, and he just turned 80. Ooh. While in office. Which, I mean, I've known some people. One retired congressman was a mentor of mine who passed away at the age of 99. I bet he was 96 before he began to look his age. So it happens. I mean, I see it. Not him. I'm not saying it.
No.
And they don't want that being talked about. So redstate.com,
man,
happy 80th to the big guy, it says. And it goes on to talk about the fact that we are seeing firsthand what happens when someone who is no longer capable of keeping up the pace is in the most high-paced job in the world. There's a lot of what I would call sort of ridicule in this article. I'm not going to go down that road. Suffice to say, I do believe it's time for Biden to have gone to the House a long time ago. It's obvious from his behavior, and I'm being serious. I'm not being condescending. I'm just telling you, you can watch the man and tell that he is not always there. You can watch the man and tell he's physically not quite capable. He puts a lid on his day way too early for a head of a world, of the superpower in the world. He went to the G20 conference. He didn't even attend the dinners. So anyway, how do voters feel about Biden's capacity as president? The short answer, not very good at all. Midterm exit polling found that 67% of voters don't want Biden to seek re-election, while 75% of Democrats want somebody else other than Biden as their 2024 standard bearer. That's a piece from redstate.com. All right, I mentioned it a moment ago. As I look at the next 2 years, that's what this next part of the triple dipper is. The next 2 years, what kind of things are we going to see? Well, one of them is whoever's a speaker, in this case we're looking at probably Kevin McCarthy, is going to have the ability to help set the new committee assignments and committee chairmanships. And everything revolves around that in D.C. Because if you can be on a committee that helps your state or, for that matter, has influence and power, you want to be there. If you can chair one of the major committees, wow. And we are looking, by the way, we are looking at Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama is very likely going to be the next chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. That is huge for Alabama. So keep your eyes on that. However, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, may be having no committee assignments coming up in the near future. So House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said if he gets the position of Speaker, he intends to take her off the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Why is she on it anyway? The House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite the fact that she has made constant disparaging remarks about this country, and oh, by the way, about Israel, I mean, true anti-Semitism, not like imagined, but true anti-Semitism, and now even equating America to being no better than the Taliban or Hamas, he said she's off. He even says Nancy Pelosi should have already removed her. Totally agree. What kind of things are we going to see for the next 2 years? The build-out of leadership positions and chairmanships and committee assignments, and she ain't going to have one. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, last half hour coming up. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m., go home time for lots of you. Hey, listen, if you're headed home right now, you might want to stop and think, what am I doing for dinner? Here's an idea. Better than the average drive-thru. By the way, put aside the burger and the fries. Let me just suggest to you Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road out in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville down near Whole Foods. I'm going to tell you right now, their menu, Phil, it's a coffee shop. Well, yeah, they have coffee. They got all the treat coffees, Charlene calls them, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, but they've got a menu of things like sandwiches and wraps and salads, and they've got like breakfast for dinner. They've got just amazing food, and all of it, by the way, is unique, and a lot of their foods are cooked in a waffle iron, so it comes out with an amazing texture, even their sandwiches. So let me just suggest to you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You can even call ahead and order it, pick it up, and take it home, or just hang out in their environment, which is designed for hanging out. Yep, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Man, the text lines have blown up. Oh, I got a caller on the line first. Let me do that real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How's that Buc-ee's, man?
Hey, that's what I was going to say, man. Let's just go to Buc-ee's and get some jerky and fudge, man. What the heck with all this politics?
And a bag of beaver nuts. You got to have a bag of beaver nuts,
exactly.
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I got some from my daughter-in-law here a while back, and I never tried it. And she goes, oh, my God, they're wonderful.
And I'm going to tell you, brother, I mean, this is not like I'm trying to do a Buc-ee's commercial, but I have stopped at a Buc-ee's a couple of times, and the barbecue there is actually really good.
Oh, yeah, the brisket so and everything, good. Yeah.
But Boomer had to jump in on that one. Boomer got excited when I mentioned Buc-ee's barbecue.
I did.
You like me?
I do like it. I've only been to Buc-ee's a couple of times, but their barbecue?
It's epic. It's good stuff.
It's epic. But
all right.
My trouble is I'm in an 18-wheeler and I'm not allowed in a parking lot. You're going to have to go over and get me some and run it out to me on the ramp.
Listen, man, there's going to be a ramp full of long haulers sitting out there running up the road to get to the Buc-ee's. I can guarantee you.
Yeah, there'll be a well-beaten path from the I'm going to do it one of these days.
What's on your mind, man? What political machinations have I talked about today that sparked your interest?
Oh, let's talk about Walter Biden.
Oh, okay. Walter Biden?
Walter Biden, because, I mean, you know, Jeff Dunham has got him down. I want to know who the Jeff Dunham is behind our Walter Biden.
Oh, my gosh. You are so right. He looks like – so that's right. The mannequin's name is Walter, right? That's the old –
yeah, exactly.
He looks just like him. I mean, he's a spitting image for Biden.
Yeah. All I had to do is throw a little gray hair on him, and he's right there.
even has that teleprompter squint down.
Yeah, and the aviators too.
I don't know. Sometimes I do wonder if there's someone pulling the strings behind our current president, but wow.
Well, exactly there is. I mean, do you think he has a conscious thought in his head about anything? I mean, that somebody didn't put in his mouth? I'm wondering who's got their hand up his rear end and making his mouth move. You know, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't want to wonder about that ever again, just so you know, ever.
Well, somebody's pulling the strings and it ain't him. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, we got 2 years of his attempts at policies, but at the very least, even though all we have is the slimmest of majorities, we could slow some of that crap down now, it seems like, in the House.
Yeah. I just hope that they start, you know, get pulling people in these committees and everything, and then when they lie to them, you know, I mean, who takes care of contempt to Congress and lying to Congress? Does the DOJ do it, or do they initiate, you know, say, hey, this person lied to us, you know, you need to go get them?
Well, yeah, if you're gonna make it actionable under the law, then the DOJ's got to do it, or the FBI, and that's just not going to happen during this administration. But the question is, are they going to bring out something that has been suppressed that is truly going to be a smoking gun that nobody can deny? I mean, like when the blue dress finally came out, the Democrats realized the jig was up and they had to do something about Clinton.
I mean, I just wonder, I mean, we're going to see, the public is actually going to hear and see what's in the laptop now. And Joe Biden is implicated in it. So he's not going to be the next president. He's not even going to be able to run. I don't think he'll be, have to resign, or he health-wise, he won't be able to make it to the next election. But I just wonder who's, you know, like Kamala Harris, she's more compromised than he is.
I think she's damaged goods. I mean, I think they've sort of kept her out of the way because they realized every time they trotted her out, it got worse. And all they did was make their chances for 2024 look bad. But I don't think, in fact, the only way she could become the president, in my opinion, is if she somehow took the office because something happened to Biden and she had a year or two of incumbency under her belt, and then they would almost have to let her run. But I don't see it happening. I think they want the Biden-Harris debacle to go away and find somebody younger and more dynamic that appeals to their base.
And gee, I wonder who she would choose for a vice president.
Oh, there's no telling. There's got to be some glass ceiling they haven't. What's the name of the dude that wears a dress that works for Health and Human Services? Levine.
That's exactly what I was thinking. There's got to be somebody that would be actually worse than her. Because I mean, that's how come Joe picked her, because she was actually worse than him.
Well, but they also have to break a glass ceiling on everything. I mean, they gotta have some way of, you know, having somebody who's got all of the intersectionalities that literally comes to the point that, hey, we've never had one of those. Let's get a Martian. Let's do something. We gotta find something we've never had. So anyway, I don't know.
I think we need some bulletproof glass at the top, the way you think.
Yeah, and
we don't need to break no more glass.
No, I think I'm about done with their glass ceilings. But all right, Jeff Rowe, you be careful on the road out there, bud.
You have a good one.
You too, man. We'll talk to you. The text line, by the way, has blown up. We're gonna announce the results after the next commercial break as to what's going on. So, by the way, Hump Day. Here's the deal. Y'all know tradition on this show. We got to play the camel. We even have people that remind us if we forget. But the question I have is, this week is Thanksgiving week. For a lot of you, that means it's a 3-day work week. So is Tuesday hump day? Or do we only play it on Wednesday because that's tradition? I don't know what to do. We pose the question to the listeners. We've gotten quite a few responses. Boomer, you're stacking up responses over there, right?
I was stacking them up.
you keeping an accurate
stacking
tally.
Stacking and racking, yep.
All right, stacking and racking. I got one here from Moon Pie from Madison. He texted in. He says, coming in late here, may have already been stated, but he says, you obviously play the camel because it's hump day, not necessarily because it's Wednesday. He says the hump obviously means the peak of the middle of the normal work week after going uphill for 2 days and prior to going downhill for 2 days. Tuesday is the middle of this work week for a lot of people. So he goes, it makes logical sense to play it on Tuesday. That's a well-reasoned, there it is. I mean, that's a very long text too, by the way. But that's a well-reasoned approach to the situation. He's literally saying, here it is. It's hump day, not Wednesday. However, I've got DT from Elkmont who just flat out says Wednesday is always hump day, as the vast majority of the workforce don't get a shortened work week based on the holiday. Well, by golly. So we are torn here. So we'll wait and see. And then just so you know, Boomer.
I know.
So John from Huntsville did also text that he predicts Auburn will beat Alabama and Nick Saban will get hit by a Cadillac that he never saw coming.
I saw that.
There's a pun. Da-da-da. So play the applause for me right there, if you would, please.
We got the applause.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Thank you, John. All right. Well, Boomer and I sitting here. He's wearing his Bama hat, but I'm an Auburn fan, so we got this whole studio rivalry going.
We do.
Hey, how are we doing the downloads, by the way? Before I get to the next break, I got to know this real quick. So
95.8.
Wow, dude. Okay, yeah. So we're
climbing.
I'm winning.
You're winning.
You're doing push-ups. I'm getting a donut. That's what's going
to
happen.
I'm bringing donuts, and I get to do the push-ups.
That's right. You burn the calories. I eat the calories. That's what's going to happen, because we have a running bet who's going to win. My guess was we would hit 100,000 downloads by the end of the month. Today's the 21st. We're at 95.8, you said?
95.8.
Dude, man. We only got like 4,200-ish to go.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's like the way things have been going, that could be like 4 days.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Listen, Boomer, do this for me. Take the break now. I'm not getting this dipper. I'm not really. I mean, I got so much good stuff in this dipper. John from Huntsville's going to rag me if I don't get my dippers done today. But it's. I mean, I got a lot of stuff. Go take the break. Take the break. Take the break. We're taking the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Double dipper in a little bit today, it looks like. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. I tell you what. I missed being here, Boomer. I mean, I loved being with my family. That was awesome. But I've enjoyed being back today.
Yeah, I've enjoyed
energy.
Being back.
This Did
is
I come
nice.
Back
energy,
with more?
We're just going.
It wasn't because of the right side rations or because of the caffeine. I just felt like I came back with more energy.
You did. Well, it's probably because you heard that grandbaby's.
Oh, let me
cackle.
Play that right now. You ready? Hang on a second. I'm playing it right now. Here she goes again. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, that's the sound of a granddaddy whose day was being made by that little bitty baby girl. Oh, my gosh.
That's just awesome.
Got some great texts, I'll tell you. We're about to hear the results in a moment of the Hump Day poll. So Donna from Madison texted in and said, Hump Day should remain Wednesday for those who will still be working the full work week. Our military members, police officers, firemen, and store workers, etc., they need the camel reminder. God bless them. That's Donna from Madison, new on the text string. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate the input. Paul from Athens says, a week is a week is a week, so Wednesday is always hump day. So Paul from Athens, very assertive. There it is. What do you think, Boomer?
I'm going to get, you didn't get to read all of them out because obviously there's so many of them, and we just got flooded in. So the results are 75%. 75%.
So,
they want on Wednesday.
So
keep it on Wednesday.
So 75% of
75%.
This like maybe a record text bomb we had go off.
Then we got about 20% said both.
Okay.
Just play it on both days. Just go on and do it. Just play it both days. And then you got your 5% of Tuesday.
So basically Tuesday was a complete epic fail.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe we shouldn't have brought it up, but 75%.
Well, I think we struck a nerve, though. The camel is known. The camel should not be trifled with.
That's right.
The camel is the camel.
But, thanks, everyone, for texting. I mean, I was over here just trying to tally everything up the whole time.
I guess the capstone text for all of that is John from Huntsville just texted in while you were talking, Boomer. He says, Boomer, play the camel on Wednesday because it's not just the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do.
The right and only.
When you put it that way, what more can be done?
Got
so,
it.
All right, we will play that on the camel on Wednesday
on its rightful day.
All right, can I have the applause, please, for the members
applause.
Of the audience who
texted
in?
There we go.
Thank you very much. thank you very much. And then Paul from Athens just got rude with me. He just said something about Auburn losing, and I was like, I'm not even. I refused to even. I wasn't.
Paul,
come on. I mean, what do you do?
Applause was to you.
All right, listen, we got so much stuff this week, and it is Thanksgiving week, and I've got a monologue brewing right now on why we need to teach history. Why is Thanksgiving Thanksgiving? What is that from? Thanksgiving was a reminder. It wasn't meant to be just a meal. It was meant to be a reminder about who we are as a nation, what we have to be thankful for. And so, yeah, I'm brewing a monologue on that, and I'm looking forward to delivering that probably on Wednesday, the day before the actual Thanksgiving holiday, because I know a lot of y'all won't hear the show on Thursdays. You'll be with family, and rightfully so. And for those who do have to work on Thursday, I hope you get a chance for some turkey and gravy. There's some, by the way, Charlene's even pointed out, as much as I love her cooking, she's like, you know, some of these restaurants have it cheaper right now. You can get the whole meal. We did this for my son when he was at Fort Hood, Texas. He couldn't make it home for Thanksgiving. So we you know my son, we found out that Cracker Barrel did meals, right? So we ordered his meal for him from Cracker Barrel so he can go pick it up when he got off duty.
Mm-hmm.
Except that they mixed up the order and they fixed him a family meal for pickup. And he had the receipt and they said, well, this is, we'll go ahead and honor it. It's yours. He had leftovers. It was him by himself. And it was like to feed six.
Oh,
so
man.
He had leftovers for like we're I think Charlene was coaching him on the phone. Now put some in Tupperware, freeze it, you'll have, you know.
Right.
but that was his best I can't make it home Thanksgiving because he had food for days anyway.
Mm. Well, you know, some people say leftovers for Thanksgiving is sometimes better than the food itself.
Listen, the sandwiches you can make post Thanksgiving. I mean, so okay. What do you do? What's your favorite leftover?
Oh,
we are just so rambling right now.
We are so rambling, but my favorite leftover for Thanksgiving would probably be I get the turkey. I make a sandwich. Obviously.
Oh yeah.
I probably just throw the turkey on there. I mean, just everything on it. You
now,
know,
if we have good rolls left over, sometimes I'll make sliders. So turkey, and do you put? Let me ask you this: do you put cranberry sauce in your sandwich?
I do not. I don't. Not on my sandwich. No.
This has to change. I'm just listen. You take the turkey, and you take the slider roll, and you take a little gravy, and you take some cranberry sauce, and then if you're really feeling gamey, you salt and pepper it, and you put some cheese in there and melt it, brother.
You know what you sound like right now?
I'm doing you right.
You sound like Ham off of Sandlot telling me how to make a s'more. It's awesome.
And if we're really playing rough, we put bacon in it.
Bacon. Everything's better with bacon.
I'm surprised the text strings didn't just blow up. Oh, gosh. Is it Lee from Huntsville that has the major bacon s'mores recipe? I think it was, wasn't
it? I think it was.
Yeah, we got to try that, too.
We're going to get them.
Okay, I got sweet potato casserole coming through on the text line right now. Yes, I got.
That maybe have to be a question on Wednesday, just for everybody, just to send in their favorite dish,
or their favorite leftover,
or their favorite leftover. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
We'll do that. And by the way, welcome home. This is your first. I live back in Alabama.
It is
Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It's very honestly awesome. We were talking about it the other day, and we're just very. happy and blessed to be back.
You went north of the Mason-Dixon for a while, wound up in Tennessee.
I did.
Yeah. North. You were up north.
Well, I was up north.
But we got you back, so
that's right.
Good. That's good. Now if we can just get your sis back in town, it'll all be good.
I know, sis.
If I get that grandbaby back in town.
That's what you need, is that grandbaby.
I need that grandbaby back here.
That laughter.
Oh, Amanda from Decatur just texted in and said, shepherd's pie. I like shepherd's pie. I'll never forget. There's a local restaurant here in the Gadsden area that it's a great shepherd's pie, but somehow or another they went to making shepherd's pie an appetizer, and I didn't know that. And I ordered it, and I was expecting the big slopping dish of, and it came to me in like a coffee cup, and I'm like, what in God's name is this? What sacrilege have we entered into? What, pray tell, what communism has enforced itself upon the restaurants in our area? JT from Lacey Springs says turkey dressing and cranberry sandwich. See? There it is. But I forgot the dressing. Yeah, put the dressing in the sandwich. That's right. Paul from Athens just said to your brother, he said, welcome home. Roll Tide.
Thank you.
All good. All right, folks. We got a lot of stuff laid on for the week. And it's going to be a short work week for a lot of you. But some of you I know will be working. And I so appreciate the fact that we just had, I think it was Amanda a minute ago. Was it Amanda that said that about those that are working? Our first responders and others. It was one of our listeners, and I apologize for forget the texts have been flooding in. But they're right. There will be people working on Thanksgiving Day. And so if you were in a restaurant, in a store, you see a first responder somewhere getting a sandwich, let me just tell you, you need to thank them. If you're at a hospital, pray tell you're not. But if you're at a hospital, thank them. Not everybody gets to go home and be with family on Thanksgiving. All right, folks, we love you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I are back here tomorrow, too. And it's not hump day. We'll see you then.